You all pray for me. Never sung, yes.
Take your time, brother.
Bless
you. It's an old song.
Bless you.
Brother Jamie sung it a few weeks ago, and I've had it on my heart ever since. I probably sang it wrong, too, so.
Y'all you ain't going to sing it wrong.
Y'all just pray for me. There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Bless the Lord.
None else could heal all our sins, diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one.
Thank you.
No night so dark. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No, not so dark that his love can't cheer us.
Amen.
No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Was ever a gift like the Savior given?
Amen.
No, not one.
No, he sure was.
No, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven?
Amen.
No, not one.
That's pretty, buddy.
No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Shelby, you got a song?
Lord bless you.
That's a marriage song, she's in that too.
Bless her sister, Lord.
Lord bless you.
Bless her heart.
Well, the Lord knows I'm guilty of living my life like there's always tomorrow for making things right. But our days are numbered like the hairs on our head. And no man knows the hour.
Amen.
He'll shake hands with death.
I have to go home.
You don't have to go home and live up in glory.
Amen.
But you can't stay forever down here. For all the things that are uncertain There's one thing that's clear.
That's pretty.
You don't have to go home.
Amen.
You can't stay here. There's a master timekeeper who died on the cross. And it breaks his heart knowing hell's gain is his loss. But if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you'll know where you're going.
Amen.
He calls you tonight.
Amen.
You don't have to go home and live up in glory, but you can't stay forever down here. For all the things that are uncertain, there's one thing that's clear. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. For all the things that are uncertain, there's one thing that's clear. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless our brother, Lord.
Thanks, 2 or 3,
brother.
I'll try to sing a song, get out of the way. You know, I worked in the ER yesterday, and that was my first day that I'd ever, as a provider, being down there. And it was just trauma after trauma after trauma. And I wonder how many of those people were saved. I had one guy that I spent over an hour suturing him up, staples in his head, gashes all over him. And back in the spring, he got burned up in a fire. And then yesterday, he fell 50 feet. And I told him, I said, brother, you go to church? He said, no. I said, you might ought to. I said, because somebody is watching out for you, brother, let me tell you. So I got to sit there and talk to him about the Lord about an hour, whether he wanted to hear it or not. But I told him before I left, I said, just won't you go to church tomorrow? I said, because you fell 50 foot today and you're walking home. So, you know, it's bad. I mean, you know, you go by, you see people coming in, they're doing CPR, and they got them tubed and trying to breathe for them, and you just can't help but wonder, you know, if they're saved, if they know the Lord, and it's a sad situation, you know. Y'all just pray for me. In the Bible, we read how Lazarus was laid at the rich man's gate, full of sores, desiring the crumbs that fell from the rich man's plate. When he died, he was carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham. And although he was poor, there in heaven, I'm sure there's not a richer man. It don't take this world's possessions. No money did I have to pay. It just took the blood of God's only Son to wash my sins away. I don't have much longer to stay here. My race is almost run. I know, but Lord, you know, I've seen better days, but the best is yet to come. My pockets aren't filled with money. I don't wear a latest style. The house where live is old and run down. But that's all right, Lord. It'll do for a while.
Amen. Yeah.
How soon I'll inherit a mansion.
Amen.
Where nothing will ever decay. I'll wear a white robe and a crown of glory that fadeth not away. It don't take this world's possessions. No money did I have to pay.
Yeah.
It just took the blood of God's only Son to wash all my sins away. I don't have much longer to stay here. My race is almost run, but Lord, you know I've seen better days, but the best is yet to come.
Amen.
You know, no matter how you wake up, no matter how you go to bed, no matter what you accumulate in this life, the only thing that you can ever get that's totally free is the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for us. Because everything's temporal. Everything's going to fade away. Every day I wake up, I'm closer to seeing my Lord the way I look at it.
Sam didn't I walk on the water, bro?
I'm trying to find it, really. I don't think it's too much time. Well, I don't think it's in here. I'll try to find it. Sing it. Maybe sometime. I'll try to do this one right here. And then I'll sit down and let some of the other brothers come out. I think Brother James got some.
No,
yeah, he does. I printed it off for you, brother. So you can't sit there and tell me that. I have seen my last tomorrow. I am whole. My last breath. Oh, goodbye. Sweet world of sorrow, my new life begins in death. For I am standing on the mountain. I can hear the angels sing. I am looking Jordan, take my hand and Lord, lead me home. All my burdens are behind me. I have prayed my final prayer. Don't you cry over my body, but that ain't me lying there. Where I am standing on the mountain, I can hear the angel's song. I am looking over Jordan, take my hand and Lord, lead me home. Take my hand and Lord, lead me home.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord bless you. Bless your brother.
Bless you, Lord.
Don't listen to me singing, listen to the word. When I pray, and pray that hard. I can't sing no way, and I'm about losing my voice, I sure can't. But just listen to the word, this song. I think I've heard Garrett sing it before. And I had it on my heart one day, and stopped over and Jamie ran it off for me. You know, if you're sitting here today, even if you're lost, you've got something to be thankful for, because God ain't killed you and put you in hell yet, so you can still be saved. And you can be thankful for that. And if you're sitting here and you are saved, then you got a whole lot to be thankful for, brother, because you ain't going to the devil's hell to burn for all and eternity. And I thank God for what he's done for me and in my life. And I thank God for his church, buddy. I'm going to tell you, I look forward to these Sundays, and I look forward to Wednesday nights. And I struggle when I get down now. I got issues, and buddy, I need something to hold on to, and I hold on to the Lord. But I sure like knowing that we can come here and hear God's word preached, and just grow as a Christian. And I just thank God for everything he's done for me. If I can't start losing my voice or something, I sit down, maybe sing another time. For making the sun to shine and putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, ocean so blue, thank you, Lord, for every sparrow that sings and makes sweet melody, for the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For my home and family, for the joy my children bring, for the shoes on my feet and plenty to eat. Thank you, Lord, for our church where we worship and pray, and for the freedom that I have today. For your spirit I feel, your presence so real. Thank you, Lord, for being a friend so dear, and giving my sad heart a cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on a cross at Calvary, for taking my place, mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, making me whole. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, hey, bro.
Good.
Hey, hey,
good,
bro.
That's good.
Good job.
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't stop now. Keep praising.
Hey.
He's good. He deserves everything.
Hey, amen. He's going up.
We sit here. We're quiet long enough.
Yeah.
We sit back long enough.
Hey, amen.
People think that meekness is the same as weakness, and they've got that totally backwards. and so forth. So I want you to realize, Christians, folks, we win this thing. Yeah. I read the back of the book. We win.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hey,
we need to act like that. We need to live our life like that. We struggle and so forth in life. We allow people to beat us down so much and think that we don't have to. We don't have the right to speak up and say something. God gives us the right to use His Word through the leadership of the Holy Spirit and defeat the devil with it. Not anything in ourselves, but through and by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We win this thing. Okay? A victory is ours. Heaven is real. It's out there. And we get to go to a place called heaven. As if she's sung that song. If you don't want to go, that's your business. If you don't want to go, that's your fault. But as for me, I'm going. Okay, whether you go or not, but you can't stay here. You're going somewhere.
Amen.
You're going to live while the ages roll on somewhere in this walk of life.
I would encourage
you to get your mind made up and serve Jesus Christ the best that you can and live according to God's standards and live up to God's word with the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and heaven will be your home when this life is over.
Amen.
I thank God for this one. Thank God for them songs again. Thank God for each one of you. Ask you sit much in prayer for me for just a few moments of time. Won't be here very long as I stand before you this morning. Been the Lord's business. And we've been last two times that we've been doing Bible study here. We've been on dealing with doubt. I would that you would, everyone would listen to, been here, listen to that and so forth. Because we all have problems of doubt in our life. We all have, as we talked this morning, we all suffer with depression. We all have temptations. We all have discouragements. We all face different emotions and different attitudes through this walks of life. And the Bible gives us the remedy of how we can overcome those and became victorious over those different attitudes and emotions that arise in our life today.
Amen.
Today, folks, I would to God that you pray for me for just a short period of time. In the book of Habakkuk, listen, a very small book, the 35th book of the Bible. Go to book of Matthew, go back five books, and there you got Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah. Then you come over to the book of Habakkuk. I would that you would take knowledge of this little bitty book right here that the Holy Spirit would allow this prophet to write down and begin to tell us about what was happening in Israel at that time. You'll find in Habakkuk chapter 1, it talks about how the prophet began to worry because of the situation that was happening in Israel. Chapter 2 talks about him watching and waiting for an answer to God. Chapter 3, where we'd like to get to this morning, talks about how he began to worship when God finally showed up and began to move. In chapter 1, you'll find in verse 2 how that Habakkuk began to question God because of the chaos and the violence and all the foolishness that was going on in Israel at this time. Israel was divided against them, and because of all their idolatry, because of their sin, listen, the devil began to come in and begin to work through them, and chaos was happening in the land of Israel. And Habakkuk began to ask God, why are you not doing something about this? In our lives today, things happen in our life, and we wonder, God, why are you not moving? Why are you allowing these things to happen? Well, by and by, when God told him the answer, Habakkuk wasn't satisfied with the answer either, because you'll find in verse 6 of chapter 1, when God began to tell him of how he was going to answer that he was going to get this Gentile nation of the Chaldeans and the Babylonians to come in and absolutely whoop the far out of Israel and begin to take them back down into bondage.
Yeah.
And listen, Habakkuk didn't understand that either. Listen, you see, sometimes, folks, when we ask God questions, are we really ready to accept and receive the answer God has got for us today? I would this morning that you would take notice of the Word of God. Listen, the thought that's on my mind this morning, folks, is trust breeds confidence. When you trust in something, then you've got confidence in what that is that you put your trust into. Listen, you'll find in the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel how when David would go out to fight Goliath, his brothers did not like that. Listen, did not understand why this little boy would have to go out and fight because all the camp of Israel was there. When he finally got to Saul to try to dress him up and put his armor on him, but it could not work. Why is that? Because David said, listen to your horse. Listen
listen, I have not proved this. I don't, what's he saying there? I don't have confidence that when the heat is turned up in the midst of the battle, I don't have the confidence in this armor that it will protect me and will help me to get the job done. I wonder today, church, what is it that you are putting your trust into? Well, you're a Christian. I would to God you would answer. Preacher, I'm putting my trust in God. People, preacher, I've got my faith in God. Well, if that's what you say, does your life live up to your actions this morning? Are you portraying what you're saying today? As I told them in Sunday school, a lot of things we can say in this life, a lot of things we may think in this life, but I promise you, in the time of opposition, your true colors is going to show. Listen, in the time when you're down in the valley and you don't understand why, glory to God this morning, and you don't understand why you're there, listen, and you don't understand why God is doing or God is allowing rather the things to happen in your life, your true colors is going to show. What are you trusting in today? Listen, do you have confidence in what you put your trust into? Listen, in chapter 2, after Habakkuk began to question God, weren't a word of yet, he began to sit back and wait and watch to see what God's reply was going to be. Now we drop down to chapter 3 and listen to this. Think about this for a moment. As we told them already in Sunday school, a lot of people are losing their jobs today. A lot of people just this past week, just across the river in West Virginia, lost everything they got in the flood. You see houses float down the road. You see cars engulfed with water. You saw families lose the loved ones because of the flood. Listen, people's lives are turned upside down. You may even be sitting here this morning not even knowing why you're here, not even understanding why things are going on the way they are. But I want you to know this. God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan for you sitting right here today. But do you put your trust and your confidence in God right here this morning? Listen, the 17th verse of the 3rd chapter of the book of Habakkuk. Listen, at this time now, I just told you chaos is happening in Israel. A lot of bad things is going on because Israel forgot who God was. And I want you to know something right now. Hey, look up here. If you forget who God is this morning, you've asked the devil to come and sit down with you.
Amen.
Oh, the 17th verse of the 3rd chapter of the book of Habakkuk in the King James Bible reads like this. He says, although the fig trees shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Listen, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out, well, that's a bad time. Yeah. If that happened to you, you've had a bad day. But thank God, listen to this. Habakkuk didn't stop there, though. Understanding and acknowledging all these bad things is happening. But listen what he said. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. You say, preacher, that's not easy to do. I'd amen that. It's not easy to worship God when bad things are happening. It's not easy to still keep praising God and uplifting His name when you're down in the valley and you don't know where your next meal's coming from. But I tell you today, listen, I've already heard enough. I've already seen enough. I've already experienced enough in my life. Listen, if He never blesses me one more day, He's already done enough for me. Amen. For me to serve Amen. Him and to worship Amen. Him and to keep my faith and my confidence in Him. Listen, 27 in Psalms, the Bible said, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I will remember the name Amen. Of the Lord. Thank Amen. God today. Are you going to trust Him? Do you put your confidence in Him even when things are going bad for you in His life? Amen. Whoever told you you're going to have a convenient life? Whoever told you you're going to live in a flowery bed of roses? Amen. If they did, they lied to you. Amen. Listen, Amen. Jesus Himself did not have a convenient Amen. Life when He lived here. He come to Him one day. He said, Lord, we will follow You no matter where You go. Yeah. Be careful what you say, boys, because the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath no place to lay His head. Listen, are you willing to put your faith and confidence in God? Oh, even though it may, in our eyes, cost us our friends, cost us our family, listen, cost us the things that we want in this flesh, are you still willing to put your confidence in God? Because listen to me, if all your reward is wrapped up in what you can physically gain here in this walk of life, then you better live it up the best you can. Because what happens when death closes your eyes, then who will those things be? You better lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves cannot break through and steal. Listen, I'm not saying you've got to do all these things down here. Listen, you may be sitting here this morning and not have two nickels to rub together. You still can go to heaven. You may be sitting here with thousands in the bank. You can still go to heaven. Thank God today it's not in the abundance of the things we can barely possess in this life, but it's in the blood of Jesus Christ that the sin have brought in our hearts. Amen. It gives us the right to go to heaven. Oh, listen.
Amen.
Trust breeds confidence. Listen what Job said in 13 and 15. He said, though he slay me, he said, yet will I trust him. Amen. Listen. Listen, folks. Look up here right now. If God does not heal you of whatever your problem is, if God does not answer your prayers the way you want Him to, are you still going to serve Him today?
Amen.
Are you still going to worship Him?
Amen.
In spirit and in truth, are you still going to put your confidence in Him? Paul said in 1 and 12 the book of 2 Timothy, he said, folks, I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I am believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day.
Amen.
6 and 10 the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, folks, God is not unrighteous to forget our work and our labor of love.
Amen.
Listen, 3 and 16 of Malachi, He's keeping, Jamie, a book of remembrance.
Amen.
He's writing down, Christians, every thought you're thinking, every act you do, every word you say, whether you realize that or not. Sometimes we forget that God's keeping a record of our life in this box of love. We're going to give an account for it when this life is over.
That's right.
Are you putting your trust in Jesus Christ? 23 and 4 of the book of Psalms. Listen, you know the story. David said, the Lord is, not was, will be, or is to come. He said, the Lord is. That means right now. The Lord is my shepherd. Listen, and verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley, not staying in the valley, not camping out in the valley, listen, and not lodging or living in the valley, but you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the very presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, a glory to God. What a goal. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Put your trust and your confidence in God this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, he knows all about us.
Hey,
listen,
hey,
27:3 of Psalms. He said, though a war should rise against me, my heart shall not fear. Though a host should camp against me, in this will I be confident. Thank God.
And
one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I may seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Yeah.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Amen.
Listen, you know the story. Listen how in the 14th chapter of the book of Numbers. Listen, trust breeds confidence. What are you trusting in this morning? Listen, the spies come back. Listen, in the 14th chapter of the book of Numbers, and they begin to give their report.
Yep.
10 of them spoke up and said, it's a good land, but we can't go because there's giants over there. Listen, how many times in this life do we allow our circumstances? How many times in this life do we allow the predicament that we're in, even if we put our own self there, to drag us down and to bring us problems? Listen, without asking God to help us.
Yeah.
Oh, they begin to say, we can't go. Told you before, when they looked at themselves, they saw grasshoppers. We're just grasshoppers in their eyes. All but two stood up and said, wait a minute. Caleb and Joshua said, boys, wait a minute. We can go. God's promised us this land.
Yeah.
And in 14:8, he said, folks, God has given us this land. We can go. A land that floweth with milk and honey. Verse 9 says, but you better not rebel against God.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with folks today.
Yeah.
Maybe even some of you. It's easy to trust God when you're on the mountain, but when you're in the valley, listen, why in the world? God, why me? Why not somebody else? God, why are those things happening to me? I do my best to try to serve you. Lord, I do.
And
I try to read. I try to study. Lord, why am I suffering these things in this life? And everybody out there living like hell or doing anything they want to, and they seem to be faring a lot better than I am. They're not serving you. God, why am I facing these troubles and trials in this
life?
What we fail to realize, we have those questions, we have those issues in our life. Habakkuk said, Lord, the fields are not prospering. The flocks are all dead and gone. The vines are all dried up. Lord, why are we having to face and suffer these issues? He said, Lord, I know we're bad time right now. I know we're going through valleys right now. But nevertheless, God, I'm still going to serve you. I'm still going to rejoice in the joy of the God of my salvation. I'm going to uplift your name, God, even when I don't feel like it. I'm going to serve you, even when it's not convenient. We've got to get the mentality, folks. We serve God no matter the situation.
That's right,
amen,
bro.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yep. That's good. Amen.
But what happened?
Preach, brother.
What happened? They didn't do it, Jamie. They turned their back on God.
That's right.
And God said, how long will this people provoke me to anger? I will wipe them out. Those age of 20 and up, they're going to die in the wilderness. All except for the descendants of Joshua and Caleb.
Yeah.
Because they were the ones that said they could go.
Yeah.
But listen, the majority says, let us go back out into Egypt. Listen, 5:1 of the book of Galatians, Paul said like this, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Listen to me, folks. How many of you sitting right here today, maybe you was in a pit when God saved you.
Yeah.
You don't gotta be, listen, living on Skid Row and pulled out of a drug house in order to worship God with his salvation. You may be the best in Pike County and still get saved. Listen, because heaven is not a place for good people. Good people go to hell. Listen, You may not have been a bad sinner. You may have been one of the best sinners in this world. All good to your family, good to your neighbor, but nevertheless, you're a sinner. And if you die, you go to hell. Listen, or you may have been the worst sinner there ever was. Listen to me. I want you to understand something. The same God that brought salvation to the most wicked sinner, he's still the same God that saves the best sinner, if you can call it that, in this world. But I want you to know this. How are you going to serve God down here? Are you going to put your trust and your confidence in him?
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 and 6 of Philippians, being confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want you to know this. Listen, God saved you for a purpose. God's put something in you that you should often want to grow and learn more about him. Listen, that's why Sunday school and Bible study is important. Yeah, I'm going to get on that again. Why preach? Because how important is knowing the Word of God to you in your life? You want to put your trust in something. How can you trust in something when you don't know what it says? How can you put your confidence in something if you don't know what you put your confidence in? That's why it's important that we learn all about God's Word that we can. Learn all that we can physically understand and spiritually apply to our life.
Bless
what
you,
we don't understand, the Bible says in 1 and 5 of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And what is the benefit? What is the purpose? And it says, what is the promise? And it shall be given unto him. Oh, listen. Oh, bear with me if you will. Are you willing to put your trust and your confidence in God? Where your trust is at, that's where confidence will begin to grow. Listen, because trust begins to breed confidence. Confidence is something that's got to grow up in our life, just like maturity. We've got to grow in confidence. Listen, you may do good today. Listen, if you ask me to come work for you and I do a good job, you may not have heard from me from apple butter, but if I do a good job for you, that breeds a little bit of confidence in you that I can get the job done for you, or vice versa, or whoever else.
Amen.
Listen, and you'll be more apt to call on me or somebody that you got confidence in when you got another job that needs to be done. That's
Amen.
The same way it is with the Holy Spirit of God, because once you're saved by God's grace, then the growing process begins to grow. You get all of God that you're going to get when you're saved.
Amen.
That is amazing grace. But after that, you begin to grow.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
That baby, when it's born, is getting all it's getting. Its innards, stuff on the inside, these doctors aren't putting anything else in there. That baby gets all it gets.
Amen.
But after that, what happens? It begins to grow. And as it begins to grow, its insides begins to grow proportionally with the outside. The same way it is with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen,
true,
when
buddy.
You're saved by God's grace, you get all of God you're going to get.
Amen.
Listen, and that all you're getting is good enough.
Amen.
Listen, and as you begin to grow in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit begins to move in you, and you begin to gain more knowledge and more understanding and more wisdom, then your spiritual life begins to flourish.
Amen.
But what happens, because people lack the confidence and lack the trust that God's able to do what he says, you're saved. Listen, a lot of people, be honest with you, a lot of people get saved not because they love God. People get saved not because they love Jesus. People get saved not because they love the church. I even bust your bubble. People get saved not because they love you. People get saved, number one, because they don't want to go to hell. After that, that love affair
Amen.
With Jesus Christ, that
Amen.
Love affair with the body of Christ, that love affair with you and I begins to grow. Hey, you know, preacher, if you're born of God, guess what?
Hello.
You're born of love.
Amen.
If you're a Christian, you're going to love me, whether you want to or not. And if I'm a Christian, I'm going to love you, whether I want to or not. But understand this, if you've got Jesus Christ living inside of you, you will love me.
Amen.
I will love you because of God is love.
Amen.
Now listen, and you begin to grow, and you begin to put your trust in God, and God begins to help you, and begins to answer your prayers, and begins to deliver you. But as you begin to grow, that confidence begins to grow as well. Go to the third chapter of the book of Daniel, and I'll shut up with this. Not finished, I'll just shut up with this.
Bless you, Lord.
Listen, you know the story. Don't know much about the relationship of the three Hebrew boys and God before this time. Know very little about after this time. We just got this synopsis, this little snapshot that the Bible gives us of what happens with these three boys. You know the story. Nebuchadnezzar was the king, and he wanted everybody to know that he was the king. He said, create me an image 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide, and on the day when it's time to be revealed, we're going to strike the band up. You know the story.
Yeah.
Those three, they stood up. We're not bowing down. I don't know who it was that these three got saved. I don't know how long it has been, but I do know this. In order for them to put their trust in God, somewhere before that time, God had to show up for them.
Yeah.
At some point.
Amen.
Their confidence had to grow. Their trust had to grow in Jesus Christ. Preacher, what do you mean? Boys, these boys were in bondage. Israel was in bondage at this time under the Babylonians.
Amen.
Been there for a long time now. Listen, and God, no doubt, listen, folks, when bad things happen, we told them in Sunday school this morning, when bad things happen to us, that begins to bring the thoughts of doubt in our mind. God, you helped me the other day, but God, that was the other day. What about right now?
Right.
What have you done?
Are you willing to trust God today? Yesterday's done and gone. Can't do nothing about yesterday. Can't go back and fix nothing. Can't go back and undo nothing. It's done and done. Stick a fork in it, she's done, folks. It's over with. All you can do, if you messed up yesterday, only thing you can do is try to make it right today.
That's right.
That's it.
Amen.
You can't do nothing about yesterday. All you can do is ask God to forgive you, ask God to help you to not make that same mistake again. But trust breeds confidence. These boys got the mandate. Listen, they got the word. When you hear the sound of the music, y'all bow down. Listen, let me leave you with this. This is different. Look up here. I ain't ready to pray. Give me a 5 minutes.
Amen, buddy.
Look up here. Listen. Pray. God, if you are not going to change my circumstances, God, if you are not going to change my circumstances, Lord, change me for my circumstances. God, if you're not going to change this plot that I'm in, God, if you're not going to change where I'm at, God, if you're not going to change what's around me, then Lord, you change me for that circumstance. God, you help me learn what it is that I can learn from this situation. These boys stood up and said, we're not bowing down. They bring them to Nebuchadnezzar, give them a second chance. Well, that gives me another chance to tell you no, big Daddy. Listen,
that's
I'm
right.
not going to bow down.
Right.
I don't care who you are. Listen, yeah, you're the king, and we're not to disobey the king, but if that king disobeys God's law, you better not follow the king.
Amen.
We are to obey the laws of the land. Yes, we are. Until the laws of the land disobey God's word. Folks, in case you didn't realize that, this is the final authority.
That's right.
I don't care what Washington says. I don't care what Frankfurt says.
I don't care what Pike County Physical Court says. This is the final authority right here. Listen, and if they don't realize that and understand that, they'll stand before God for that.
That's right.
When Nebuchadnezzar said, listen, boys, I'll give you one more opportunity. If you choose not to, that furnace right there will heat it seven times and throw you in. I preached that before. You know that. You've heard that before. Listen. And he said, we're not going to bow down. The God we serve, listen here, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Are you willing to stand in the face of adversity? Are you willing to stand in the face, listen, of this world with the total confidence and trust in Jesus Christ, that even if God says no, you're still going to trust him?
Amen.
Where was God at when all this was going on? Maybe you wanted the same question in your life. Where was God at when my life was upside down? Where was God at when chaos was happening? Where was God at when they cut my power off because I couldn't pay the bill? Where was God at when I didn't have food on the table to feed the family? Where was God at when they gave me the pink slip and I lost my job? Where was God at, listen, when these bad things happened to me? Folks, listen to me. We suffer bad things in this life. Yes, we do. But understand this, he's still God.
That's
and
right.
Beside him, there's none other. And he's the same place he was when his son hung on Calvary's cross, dying for your sins and for my sins. Listen, bad things happen. Yes, they do. But understand this, that does not change God. That does not change God's plan. That does not change God's purpose. Bad things happen because we're living in a world of sin. Think about it like this. What if humanity held the final authority? What if humanity held the final authority? With all the violence, the chaos, and the foolishness going through humanity today, what if human beings had the final say? What kind of world would this be then? What if God turned all authority over to human beings? What kind of world would this be then? Thank God he doesn't do that.
That's right. Yeah.
And thank God he doesn't give that to Satan either. God holds the final power. God holds the final say-so in his own hands. And he's not letting that go for nothing or nobody. These boys says, no, we're not going to bow down. King, we heard what you said. But I've got confidence in God, oh boy, that whether he does or whether he does not deliver us from this furnace, we're not going to bow down. And we know one way or the other, he's going to deliver us from you.
Yeah. Amen.
You heard the song. Whether I go,
whether I stay,
or whether I stay,
whether
I'm a winner. Either way.
Amen.
Listen. And sure enough, the king was true to his word. Sure enough, he bound them up, cast them into the fire. I don't know what may have went through their mind that very moment their hands were being tied. I don't know the very moment and the thoughts that went through their head when they saw those strong men slew by the flames. But I know this. When they went into that fire never touched a drop on them. Because why is that? Because the conqueror of death, hell, and the grave was right there in the midst of the fire with them. I want you to know this. If you put your trust and your confidence in Jesus Christ, he'll be there for you every step of the way.
Amen.
Trust breeds confidence.
Yeah.
8:31 of the book of Romans. Oh, listen, the Bible says, listen, if God be for us. Listen to that. Don't just let those words go through your head. Allow those words to get down in the depths of your heart. If God, that word if, that little two little word, listen, is conditional. If God be for us, is God fighting your battle?
Yeah.
Is God on your side? Is God standing up for you?
Yeah.
He is, if and only if you're a child of his.
Amen.
If you're lost in this world, you got the devil standing there and he's laughing at you.
Yeah.
He ain't standing for you. He ain't standing with you. He's standing there laughing at you.
Yeah.
If God be for us, who can be against us? Joshua looked up and saw Moses was dead, the leader of Israel. Moses was gone. God took him off the scene. Joshua, you're the next man, buddy. You're the one going to lead Israel. 1 in 5 of Joshua, God began to tell Joshua, he said, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Some of you sitting here right now, you're trusting in your age. You're trusting in whatever it is you can be trusting in. Listen, you young people, look at these little kids running around here. Listen to me. You tell them something, they don't bat an eye. They believe you at every word you tell them. Yep. There's no doubt in their mind. If you tell them the sun is black, they're going to look out, they draw a picture, they're going to color it black. You tell them the sky is green, when they draw a picture, they're going to color it green, because they put their trust, amen, and their total confidence in whatever you mommy and daddy tell them. What do you think Jesus said in the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew when his disciples come and said, who's the greatest in heaven? And Jesus pulled the young ones up to him. He said, except you be converted and be as one of these little children, you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. What was he talking about? Listen, those little kids, they have nothing to compare anything to other than what you tell them. And if you lie to them, they don't know it, because they don't know what a lie is. All they know is your word is what it is. As they get older, they begin to understand, begin to discern a little bit more. Things begin to change in their mind. But they put their trust and confidence in exactly what you tell them. And that's the way God wants us to be to him. God told Joshua in verse 1 and 9, he said, Joshua, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Church people, look up here at me right now. Let me tell you this.
Amen.
Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with us whithersoever we go. On top of the mountain, in the depths of the mines.
Amen.
Out on the seashore.
That's good.
On the side of the hill, in a doctor's office, or sitting at home on couch. Wherever we are, God is right there with us every step of the way. Are we putting our trust in him? Are we allowing our confidence to begin to grow in him? Has God showed himself to you? Can you prove, listen, that Jesus Christ is who he says he is? Can people look at you and tell you are a child of God without you saying a single word? Well, because you put your confidence in God. Why, preacher? Because if you're a child of God, listen, you're going to act like it. You're going to talk like it. You're going to walk like it.
Amen.
Bad things are going to come our way. Yes, it is. We're not always going to feel like a Christian. We're going to have bad thoughts. Yes, we will. But listen, greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world. Put your trust, put your confidence in Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll help you every step of the way.
Amen, brother.
Let us stand.
That's good.